Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the New Braunfels Christian Academy, the epicenter of Generation Next, right here in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and a long, long walk, but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon of Charleston, South Carolina, Dr. Troy Hall. Hey, Dr. Troy, how's it going?
Hey, it is going great, Jason. Thanks so much for thinking of me and giving a little shout out here to us in South Carolina. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. But you've been all over the place. You flew right over the Central Time Zone on your way out to Salt Lake City. You were at an Allied Solutions networking conference. Tell us what that was all about.
Well, thanks. Allied Solutions is one of our key partners here at the credit union. We really appreciate our opportunity to work with them for multiple reasons, in addition to the value that they offer from their perspective of wanting to make sure that your business is successful. It's always nice to be in partnership with somebody who cares whether you are successful. You know, that works out right. It's kind of like you and me. You know, we care that
yes,
each of us are
do.
Successful. That's nice in the partnership.
You often use this opportunity, because you do care about me being successful, to remind me that we have a name of the show, the name of the show, The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Brought to you by XDI.com, xraydeltaindia.com. Folks, jump out on their website and look at the map of where they do business. In just about every state in the union, including Alaska and Hawaii. If you haven't, this is our last show. We're going to take a break for Labor Day, come back, get into that, you know, real crunch time for credit union strategic planning sessions going on. If you think you might be spending too much on your statement presentation and processing, give our friends at XDI a call, because you probably are paying too much, and they can help you out with that. So yes, Dr. Troy, it's nice to have people that are interested in our success. I've seen Allied Solutions at a lot of conferences when I was doing speaking. So I know they've been around the credit union marketplace for a long time, haven't they?
They have, and one of the advantages that we have found, or me specifically working with them, is they broker through their partnerships. They bring in an alliance, hence the name Allied, and the solutions. And so many times for us, from a vendor management requirement, we are, I won't say necessarily mandated exactly. I don't want to go exactly to that legalistic term, but there is a lot of opportunity in your vendor management program where you are supposed to be getting the best deal from multiple places.
Yep.
So you have to quote more than one. Otherwise, it becomes single source, and there's some issues with that. So for us, they actually can bring us multiple players to the table to actually independently quote on the business. And so that really helps from that perspective. So there's a lot of great value in that I found in working with that organization. And then this networking conference, not only do you get an opportunity to network with executives from other credit unions, the difference is the type of sessions, the information that is provided in this conference. You and I talk about what kind of experience are you going to receive, and are you, when we talk on the phone and do our radio show, and we always compare it to conferences. So this is not compared to the same type of conference, because you are getting strategic information brought to you by world-class leaders. So for instance, we heard from Kat Cole, who is the president of Focus Brands, the Carvel ice cream, the Cinnabon, a couple of others in that particular group of focus brands. And she gave us information very specific to how Cinnabon was able to come back and what were the challenges, and then be able to relate those challenges to our business model and say, although you may not be dealing with this scrumptious piece of delectable dessert, but the issues are still the same for you, and to be
Absolutely.
Able to relate them. We also heard from Brett King, who is an outstanding innovator and futurist, who helped bring into attention things like artificial intelligence, robotics, really talking about the future of where we are and where we're going, and how important it is to not just get blogged in or blocked in to where you are today. And so you might have to think about the fact that the position that you have, I could even take my position, for instance, and say, I don't know that my position is going to look the same in 5 years because we are evolving. And the reality is, as an organization, if you're not evolving, then you're pretty much stagnant, right? There's no power performance. In it. Right. See, the whole point of power performance is about evolving, correct?
Evolving,
it's not just about doing – we're not just doing a show of here is the last – here's our greatest hits album, right? Why does a star put out a greatest hits album? Because they don't have any –
because they have no new ideas, right?
No new ideas, right? So they go back to the old stuff, and then they try to resell it and repackage it again. But if you truly are going to be a power of performance individual, you're constantly looking at ways in which you can reinvent yourself. How can you evolve? How do you become relevant? And so that is – and so for me, that's how that process works. I see that organization – constantly challenging me to evolve and to make sure that I am moving forward in a way that is really a power performance move. So,
well, we were going to do a greatest hits show because we were only going to need about 3 minutes for that. No, actually every show is great. Hey folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I'm going to ask Dr. Troy about that, that charter that all credit unions typically operate. Under live, work, worship, go to school. And I want to focus a little bit on that worship part because I am here at New Braunfels Christian Academy, here at the epicenter of Generation Next. But more importantly, the show that we're going to be doing from here each week and the football games that we start tonight, the parents of these kids, I would say their medium income is a little bit higher than some, maybe some other folks here in New Braunfels, Texas. So it's a great, great market. And we're going to talk about a credit union that's going to be sponsoring these football games, and we'll do it all right after this. Cowboys not going to take it now. Going all in, going to make it count. Won't look back, going to set my eyes. There ain't no practice runs in life. That is right. This is not a test. This is the real thing. The last show of summer, the power performance where the talk is hot, but the hosts are
hotter, sizzling.
So much hotter. So much hotter. Like when you leave the burner on for like 2 hours and anyway, that kind of heat, that kind of heat. The name of the show, Jericho. If you're not familiar with the story from the book of Joshua, you can check it out for yourself. Joshua 6 tells the story of Jericho. Now, maybe you have a marketing person at your credit union or somebody that's involved in the strategic branding of your credit union that maybe doesn't believe that, maybe doesn't spend a lot of time. But I can tell you about 50% of your members, I know exactly where they are on Sunday morning. And I want to make a quick shout out to Greater Texas Federal Credit Union and Aggieland Credit Union. They're going to be sponsoring the New Braunfels Wildcats football games tonight. We'll be broadcasting those tonight on a new channel called the ChristCast. And then we'll be doing a weekly show. Kiki Culpepper and myself will be doing a weekly show right here from this room, the Bible Room, at New Braunfels Christian Academy every week, every Wednesday at noon. And all I could think of was just in doing the lineups today, I'm up on campus to record all the players and their positions. If you think about it, Dr. Troy, every young person has between $300,000 and $500,000 of lending needs, whether it's student loans, auto loans, mortgage loans now and in the future. I think it's a good investment for Greater Texas Federal Credit Union to tap into this demographic. And I wanted to ask you, have you ever wondered, because I know we've talked about it before on this show, I've always wondered why credit unions don't do more marketing to the worship part of their charter. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, a couple things. So, good. Just for clarification, for individuals listening in to understand that it is only community-based credit unions that have the opportunity to offer your membership common bond based on those elements. I will tell you that one of the main reasons for us at the credit union that we do not focus so much as in the worshiping aspect on a macro level is because it's a fuzzy concept. We actually approach it on a micro level, meaning that we go directly to the organizations, the churches in the community, and remind them that their members, their individuals who participate there, can become part of the credit union. And we operated from an aspect of a program, which is a business development program that we refer to, which is Bank at Work. We also call it the word bank. Why? Because in the marketplace, that's exactly what our competition calls it. They call it a bank at work program. So we offer our own bank at work program. And if we said credit union at work, it wouldn't have the same messaging. It wouldn't mean the same, right? So we refer to it as bank at work. So what we do is we actually handle it on a segmentation basis. So we don't worry about spending our marketing dollars reminding everybody about that one particular element or aspect. We actually use it on a more micro level. So that's the main reason for us. That's our strategy for doing it. I'm not sure, you know, if other credit unions see it in the same way. Or the other thing is, it's sometimes controversial. But where you live, work,
and I do get
or
that. And
school,
I do get that.
Nobody, who's going to complain about that? So if you advertised about about that, who would care? And I think the other thing I would also say too is there is no. You know, it's like all of a sudden you have to then start getting into the concept of worship. Well, what does that really mean?
Right.
And so basically that has, it's kind of individualized based on the interpretation that you want to have with it. So I think that's probably the main reason for it being that way.
And like I said, and of course, and you always talk about this, that when you started internet banking back in the late 90s, you didn't do away with checkbooks. When you started mobile banking, you didn't do away with internet banking. It's just like anything else, different channels for different people. But we're really excited that Greater Texas Federal Credit Union is going to put their name to this and tonight, and they're proud to be a part of Christian education and Christian athletics. And so we're super excited about that. I realize now I set up the show for 15 minutes, Dr. Troy, so we are going to do an abbreviated show anyway. Like I said, my brain has been on 34 different things this week, and as you know, Dr. Troy, I have hard enough time focusing on one thing at a time. But you have a great, great weekend out there in Charleston, South Carolina. We're going to take a break next week ahead of the Labor Day weekend, and then, like I said, you and I will get into it's the prime time season for credit unions, the time between Labor Day and Christmas. And I know you're excited about talking to lots of great guests and discussing all the great things happening in the credit union marketplace.
Yes, it'll be really great. Thank you very much. Had a great, great experience here the last few weeks with some of the travel and the people I've talked to. I love doing this show with you because we can bring information. Hopefully people are listening and gleaning a little piece of information from it. And by all means, I always want people to know, hey, if you want clarification of anything that I've ever said on the show or talked about, you can reach out to me at thall@scfederal.org.
Absolutely. And hey, folks, don't forget, every word we've ever uttered on this show, we've never deleted a single episode. We are proud of the show. 7 years in, we've had such great guests. We've got so many great guests coming up after Labor Day. I'm beginning to think these 2 weeks around back to school or like Christmas. I mean, it's just a very, very busy time for everybody. Hey, folks, my name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. His name is Dr. Troy Hall from the holy city of Charleston, South Carolina, where even when it rains,
that sun still shines. Regardless of the
does.
Of the storms in the Atlantic, the sun is still shining.
And this has been the Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Until next we speak, we won't talk to you next week, but we'll talk to you the week after that. Take care, everybody. Enjoy your last weekend of summer. Take care. Bye.
That's all, folks.